Football on Off the Ball.
All right, welcome back. So pre-season mode for Manchester United. They're in Singapore at the moment, where we're joined by Andy Minton, editor of United We Stand. I know you were watching them, Andy, beat Inter the other evening. Everything going well?
Everything's good. I've been on the pre-season tour with United in Australia and here, and I went on it probably off the back of the most despondent mood among Manchester United fans that I've ever known. And the cloud hasn't lifted by any stretch. Manchester United will be judged when they win football matches in competitive games. But I have seen a lot of encouraging signs. I've spoke to lots of people around the club, the players, on and off the record, and it's positive. Now, whether that positivity and the increased fitness levels and the new signings and the retention of players is enough to beat Chelsea or a very good Wolves team at the start of the season remains to be seen. And there's a fragile confidence, I think, which could easily be shattered. And I think a lot of fans are still coming round to the fact that they're quite angry. They're unhappy with the recruitment this season. We've only been two young players coming in, and they need a lot of convincing, and I can understand why.
Yeah, it hasn't been the most eye-grabbing season, off-season, from a signings point of view. And Ed Woodward has missed this trip. He hasn't come out in this trip. The first time since 2013 he hasn't come out. They've spent £67 million on Wan-Bissaka and on Dan James thus far. To jump in a few areas of the team, given that Mason Greenwood, the 17-year-old, scored against Inter, I think United fans are well aware of this guy and have been for some time. Greenwood scored against Inter, hit the crossbar as well. Solskjaer said it wasn't inconceivable he will start Premier League games for Manchester United next season. He has also talked about seeing a new Anthony Martial, a new attitude from Anthony Martial. And then Lukaku, is Lukaku staying or going? They rejected a €60 million bid from Inter. So their forward line is moving around a little bit.
Lukaku wants to go, and he would be the most probable one to leave. But Manchester United don't want to take a loss on what they paid Everton for him. Mason Greenwood has been excellent coming through the ranks. Is he good enough to play first team? And not only that, play consistently of the level you need to play for Manchester United, something Anthony Martial is still aspiring to? I don't know. And if you look at the best case scenario, you'd say Pogba stays, De Gea signs new contracts and stays. Greenwood's good enough to go into the first team. And then you get significant improvements from the players who were utterly shambolic at the end of last season. I've spoken to some of them and said, how on earth did that happen? And they say to me, it was mental. The training dropped right off. There was a defeatist attitude among the players. And the Cardiff game, the final game of the season against a relegated team, it was absolutely shocking. Now, the manager was Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, and he'd all been in charge when they were so good after Christmas and yet so bad at the end of the season. Fans will only accept the former version, because what happened at the end of last season was so far short of the standards expected by Manchester United. The players know that. They know the reputations have been battered. The problem is that there's a lot of players there now who are hard to shift because they earn so much money that it's not worth anyone buying them. They're on such big, bloated contracts. And if they've all been playing well, there might be interest. But they've all been really, really bad. Marcus Rashford was terrible at the end of last season. He's got a new contract. He looks happier. He looks sharper pre-season. And he needs to be, because six isn't acceptable.
A few different things then. You know, it's interesting the players are conceding there was a defeatist attitude, because Solskjaer has done various interviews. I read one with Joe Bernstein over the weekend, and he was making the point that against Cardiff in his first game in charge, they hit the second highest intensity levels statistically, and that they just fell off, that frankly he wanted to play a certain type of football, a more energetic pressing type of football, and hadn't done the groundwork from a physical point of view in pre-season. I must say that strikes me as somewhat optimistic. I think there is a more complicated problem there. But certainly this season he has no excuse, Andy, in terms of getting the groundwork done and the pre-season work done.
No, and that's his line. And Manchester United fans will hope that it's true. I was at the Cardiff game. It was completely different to the previous games. And then I saw what happened towards the end of the season. And what surprised me was, how was it possible for so many players to collectively be so good when he came and collectively be so bad? We're not picking out strikers who are not scoring here, or goalkeepers for making mistakes. Mm. It was all of them.
Mm.
When Luke Shaw won the player of the season, people were scratching their heads and saying, well, it wasn't that bad.
Mm.
But the front cover of the Summer United We Stand, the strap line was no more heroes. This squad is not loved at the moment by Manchester United fans, and they need to win back the trust of the supporters. And post-season, I think the optimism will rise slightly for the new season, especially if another couple of players come in. But you've got defenders like Axel Tuanzebe. I think he's very good. I think he's a good lad. He's come through the youth system. I think there should be a place for young, developing players at Manchester United to break into the first team. The problem is, if they're not Manchester United standard almost immediately, the patience, especially online, it snaps very, very quickly. There's more patience at games, but if the team were to start badly this season, if you get into the end of October, November, and the 7th or 8th, then I think it will really become a problem at matches.
I know online few people were impressed with Jesse Lingard's antics over in Miami. I presume people at the club didn't think too highly of it either?
And Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's had a chat with him and wants him to be more responsible. Jesse's not a young player anymore. The timing and the tone of that was just all wrong. If he'd done that with Manchester United having won the league or won the European Cup, he would have been forgiven. It wouldn't have been an issue. But you've got to know the mood among the fans. And when you don't, the fans don't thank you for it. And when I write my articles now, I've done one today with Andreas Pereira, where he basically says, I need to step up my game big time. I made a few howlers. There's not much patience for that. There's people saying, well, it's only words. And it is. But I'm a journalist. I deal in words. Do you want me to stop doing my job just because Manchester United have lost a few matches?
Mm. Increasingly, then, it's looking like Pogba is going to stay after all the coming and going of the summer?
Solskjaer doesn't know. He doesn't know. He wants him to stay. Pogba's training well. But Pogba's wanted to leave Manchester United. The problem there is United don't want to sell him. They don't need the money. They certainly won't be buckling to any lower bids from Real Madrid. It does look more that he's going to be staying, but I don't know, and Solskjaer doesn't know.
And is there a worry, Andy, based on what you know of Pogba as a person, and I know this is where it's difficult to, you know, put you on the spot, but is there a worry that if you keep him and he doesn't want to stay, is he the type who might pull a sulk for a significant chunk of the season, or will he get on with it, do they hope and feel, if he is made stay?
I think the latter, to be fair to him. He's been professional at Manchester United, and I think if there's a good comparison, maybe it's Wayne Rooney in 2013 when he wanted to leave. You could not find a Manchester United fan who supported him at the start of August 13. By the end of it, half the away end at Swansea were cheering his name. Wayne was the best player for two-thirds of that season. And I think Pogba, for all his positive and negative attributes, I think he's always been a very good trainer. And on this pre-season tour, there was speculation that he wouldn't be on it. Well, in the first game, he was the best player on the pitch by a mile in Perth. And that just showed, just be careful what you wish for. Among some of the United fans who are saying, sell him if he doesn't want to be here. But that's pride before the fall. This team was sixth in the Premier League last year. And a lot of the players, my view is that he was complicit in Manchester United failing that year. And his professional pride should see him help them get out of the mess. But I don't think he or his agent quite sees it the same.
Another parallel, I guess, with the Ferguson era, you mentioned that Rooney time, and we remembered the photograph of the two of them arm in arm afterwards, and everything's fine here, and you can stay away Man City. It's funny when you say something like Solskjaer doesn't know if Pogba's staying. Alex Ferguson would most certainly, one way or another, know, and would quite probably be making at least 90% of that decision. There was so much talk last season, it was a big thing Gary Neville kept bringing up, about Manchester United needing to restructure as a club, that they needed a technical director, that Woodward probably on balance had not delivered enough in terms of signings, and that probably extends to this summer. Rio Ferdinand seemed to be in the mix. Maybe that was a media story, I don't know. But all the talk of a technical director, a restructuring of Manchester United's hierarchy, that seems to have gone quiet, Andy, is that right?
I can remember writing that story I was in Basel in December 17. And then I've written updates on it. Jose Mourinho did not want a director of football.
Yeah.
He left in December. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer was amenable to the idea of one. I know some of the best in class, as Gary Neville would call them, technical directors in world football have availed themselves to Manchester United to be told, thanks but no thanks, we've got this in hand. And the club still want to appoint a technical director. Fans not unreasonably are saying, well, when on earth is this going to happen? Mm. And they suspect that Ed Woodward doesn't want to give up any power. But the recruitment, as you said, has been poor, largely, since Ferguson stepped down. A lot of money's been squandered. The wage bill is the second highest in world football. And if you've got a top technical director, which most of the best clubs in the world do have, if you look at Manchester City, the way they work, where the technical director works hand in hand with the manager, or Barcelona or Juventus, it can be a major addition. What United have found is David Moyes comes in, he wants to do things his way. Then Louis van Gaal does. And like Moyes, you said, there's a huge amount of work to be done here. And then Jose Mourinho does exactly the same thing. And then Ole Gunnar Solskjaer does the same thing. And he's saying the fitness levels needed to be higher. And privately saying there's a lot more work to be done here. The official line is the club still want to appoint somebody. People are asking, well, why has it not happened? And it's a legitimate question.
Mm, sure is. David De Gea looks like he's staying then. He's going to sign this new deal. What about Harry Maguire? Is this going to happen? It seems he's keen to join, but it's just an issue of price.
He wants to join Manchester United, and Manchester United want to sign him. As you say, it's an issue of price. United are reluctant to make him the most expensive defender in world football history. And I get that argument as well. And it's all right, fans saying just pay an extra 10, 15, 20 million.
Yeah.
The problem is that Leicester City, A, don't want to sell him, and B, like every other Premier League team, they don't need the money either. So it would take the player to push. So the situation is not dissimilar to that of Paul Pogba wanting to leave Manchester United.
Yeah. So to round things up and to sum things up, it's interesting, you're getting good vibes from the players on and off the record, and I don't discount that in any way. But when you add up Pogba sort of half wanting to go, if not fully wanting to go, no technical director in place, and you could argue, as things stand, another very, very average transfer window after a succession of poor transfer windows. Lukaku, it seems, out the door as well. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer kind of not knowing if one of his key players is staying or not. You know, you kind of throw it all up together, and I wouldn't say Manchester United fans could confidently feel they've gained any ground on Liverpool or Man City.
No, I don't think Manchester United will be winning the league this season. But I think they've played well pre-season. I think there's a style of football developing with this high pressing game, which I like.
Mm.
The young players have stepped up. Bissaka looks like a very good signing. Okay. Dan James, not first team straight away. So I'm not going to sit here and say what I've seen on this tour means Manchester United will be pushing for a title this year. But I don't think it's a disaster scenario. And I'm willing to be pleasantly surprised. But those first few games are really important. And they're very tough games. Chelsea always do well at Old Trafford.
Mm.
Wolves were a better team three times against Manchester United. And it reminds me of Van Gaal's first season. There's a danger it could be like that. Brilliant pre-season. Lost at home to Swansea in the first game. And it really kicked off then. Mm. And then that led to panic buys. Mm. And that's not good. Hasn't served United well at all.
No, it hasn't. Editor of United We Stand in Singapore. Appreciate you staying up late. Thanks very much, Andy. Good to check in.
Thank you. Take care. Football on Off the Ball.